I'd like to ask you tonight, if you will, to please turn in your Bibles to the book of Jeremiah. I would like to read from Jeremiah chapter 2, Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 31 through 37. Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 31 through 37. Before we begin to try to read and study from God's holy word, I would ask you to please join your hearts together with me in another moment of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank Thee, Lord, for the privilege that we have to lift up our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help, knowing that our help comes from the Creator of heaven and earth, the one true and living God who is all-powerful and all-wise. We honor Thee and praise Thee. We want to worship You. We want to serve You. And we pray that You would help us, not only in this hour of worship, but in the week ahead. We pray that You would help us, that we might truly walk in the light as Thou art in the light, that we might walk with Thee and talk with Thee, that we might have fellowship with Thee each day. Pray that You would help us to examine ourselves and consider our ways, not just the outward actions, but to consider our hearts and our minds and our souls, to consider that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart, that they need to be acceptable in Thy sight. So help us not to try to please men, but rather help us to try to please Thee. Help us to honor Thee and glorify Thee each day. We thank You, Lord, for the bountiful blessings of life. We know that every good and perfect gift has come from Thee and that our lives have been filled to overflowing. We thank You for the blessings of this day and all the days of our lives. We pray that You would help us not to just thank You with the words of our mouth, but by the deeds of our lives. Help us to show forth the gratitude that we feel for Thy goodness to us. Help us to have thankful hearts. Help us every day to count our blessings and to think about how good the Lord has been to us. Pray again now that You would be with all the sick and afflicted. We know that You are the great physician who has all power. We ask You to touch and heal and lift up those who stand in special need of Thy help. Help us to help one another, guide and direct us by Thy Spirit. Lead us in paths of righteousness for Thy name's sake. Help us, Lord, every day to ask for the things that would be pleasing in Thy sight. We pray in the blessed and holy name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to read now from Jeremiah chapter 2, beginning in verse 31, reading through verse 37. The Word of God says, O generation, see ye the word of the Lord. Notice the wording there doesn't say, hear ye the word of the Lord. It says, O generation, see ye the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of darkness? Wherefore say my people, we are lords. We will come no more unto thee. Can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? Therefore hast thou also taught the wicked ones thy ways. Also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search, but upon all these. Yet thou sayest, because I am innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. Behold, I will plead with thee, because thou sayest, I have not sinned. Why gaddest thou about so much to change thy way? Thou also shalt be ashamed of Egypt as thou wast ashamed of Assyria. Yea, thou shalt go forth from him and thine hands upon thine head, for the Lord hath rejected thy confidences and thou shalt not prosper in them. If correctly read, that's Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 31 through 37. There are two questions that God asks His people here. First of all, in verse 33, God says, why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? And then He asks a question in verse 36. He says, why gaddest thou about so much to change thy way. I believe that just as the children of Israel here, that they were changing their way, they were going away from God's way and going towards man's ways, I believe that even in our nation today, that we have abandoned God's way for the way of the world. The Word of God says here, why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? And we're going to be looking at the way that God has given us. That's what's being trimmed away. Little by little, we just keep cutting away at the Word of God and removing the Word of God as a standard of righteousness for the people of God. Our laws have been changing, and we have been trimming our way to seek love. Now, the amazing thing is that we already had the best love that there is, and that's the love of God. God had already been blessing us because we were walking in His way, and yet the Scripture says here about the children of Israel that they had abandoned their one true love, just like the church at Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2. You remember how the Word of God says that the church had done some good, but He says, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. Now the people of God can leave their first love. They can abandon their first love. They can go away from God, and that's what's being addressed here when the Word of God says, why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? Whenever the people of God begin to trim the way that God has given them, and they begin to cut away at the Word of God and the ways of God, and they begin to seek the love of the world rather than the love of God, they're in for great danger. And that's what God is telling Israel here. You're about to experience the severe judgments of God because you have trimmed your way to seek love. I want you to notice in Jeremiah chapter 6, the way, the right way, the true way is set forth in Jeremiah chapter 6. Jeremiah 6, beginning in verse 16, the Word of God says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Brethren, God has given us His holy word. The ways of God do not change. The way that we are to hold to, the standard of righteousness, does not change. The same thing that has been the standard of righteousness 6,000 years ago is still a standard of righteousness today. But we're trying to trim away from the Word of God and the ways of God, and we're trying to do that because we're seeking another love. We all need to ask ourselves tonight, we need to examine ourselves, and we need to see, is it God that we really love more than any person, place, or thing in the world? Do we really love God more than anyone else? Or are there things and are there people that we love more? If there are things and people that we love more than we love God, those are idols in our lives. And when we have those idols in our lives, we will trim our way to seek the love of those other gods. And so God says in Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16, He says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? Is there a good way? And is there a straight and a narrow way that is set forth in the Word of God? Does God make it very clear that His way is different than our way? You remember the Word of God in Isaiah. Just hold your finger here and back up to Isaiah chapter 55. And the Word of God makes it clear that there is a major difference in God's way and our way. And the text that we're looking at tonight, the first question is, why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? And that's not the love of God, that's the love of the world and the things that are in the world. In Isaiah chapter 55, the Word of God says in Isaiah 55 and verse 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Can you get so far away from God that you cannot get back into fellowship with God? I believe with all of my heart that God's Word teaches that. That the people of God can go so far away from God that God will cut them off and they will not be able to go back and have fellowship with Him again. And when the people of God are trimming away at the Word of God, the things that are right, when we begin to compromise with the world, when we begin to accept things that were clearly set forth in God's Word, that this is wrong, but we begin to accept those things, we are trimming our way to seek the love of the world, to seek the approval of the world. Any time that we will not speak up for what's right, any time that there are those that are speaking things that are against God's Word and God's way, and we sit silently by, then we have trimmed our way to seek the love of the world. So in Isaiah 55, verse 7, the Word of God says, "Let the wicked forsake his way." Let me ask you this question. Can God's people be wicked? All through the Scriptures, I have probably 50 Scriptures that I printed off in our Bible study this morning that deal with the fact that the people of God are often wicked. They're called wicked. Those who are righteous and following God and serving God and following His way, they can reach a point in their lives that they abandon His way for the way of the world. They trim their way to seek love. And so he says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord." Has he already been with God? Has this person been with God and followed God and known God's way? But now they've gone away from God. And he says, "Now let the wicked man forsake his way, and let him return unto the Lord and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." God says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways, my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Go back now to Jeremiah chapter 2. We're talking about the ways of God and how we trim the way to seek love. And then the verse 36 asks a second question. In Jeremiah 2 and verse 36, the Word of God says, "Why gaddest thou about so much to change thy way?" You know, we had a president that the whole theme, that everything that he centered around was change. That was the number one pledge that he called for and that he promised people that if he was elected, he would bring about much change. Well, he is bringing about much change and he is continuing to do everything he can to trim away at the things that are right in the sight of God, to cut away those things and to do away with the way of God and the way of righteousness. And unless we as the people of God begin to stand up and speak out and let it be known that we will not allow God's Word and God's way to be trampled under feet, that we will die rather than to trim away God's Word, unless we begin to stand up and speak out and stand where we ought to stand, then we're going to be in the same boat as those that are spoken of in Jeremiah 2, where the people of God were trimming their way to seek love, and they were going about to make changes in the way of God. Go with me to the New Testament just a moment. Please turn in your Bibles to the New Testament in 1 John chapter 2. We're going to talk more about loving God. What's the first and great commandment? Is thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. What's the question that God asked the children of Israel back there in Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 33? He said, "Why trimmest thou thy way to seek love?" Isn't it wonderful to be loved? Isn't it wonderful to feel love? But did you know the most wonderful love and the most perfect love and the truest love, the only true love, is the love of God? All other people that might love you in this world If you take all of their love, I want you to know that there is no person on this earth that can guarantee that they will always love you. But God will always love you. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. So why in the world do you see how ridiculous it is? And that's what God is setting before the children of Israel. Why? Why would you trim yourself? Why would you trim thyself to seek another love when you already have the best love that there is in the world? When you already have the love of God. And we sing about the love of God. And we read about the love of God. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. The love of God gives us peace in our soul. The love of God is constant. The love of man is fickle. The love of man increases and the love of man decreases, but the love of God remains the same. And how foolish it is to ever leave the love of God, to leave the fellowship of God, to leave the way of God, to seek another love. How foolish that is. And yet that's what churches and people of God do. The Scripture says, and again I mentioned that in Revelation chapter 2, the Scripture said to the church at Ephesus, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. And that was the same charge that God was making back there in Jeremiah 2, when He says, why trimmest thou thyself to seek love? Why are you beginning to make changes in the way that you know is right? Have there been many changes in the standard of righteousness in America in the past 50 years? Brethren, there are so many ways that we have turned away from the way of God. And God is not pleased with those departures from His Word and His way. And it's very difficult, if you're going to be a child of God that's going to do what God tells you to do, it's very difficult when you come in contact with those who are changing the ways of God. Doesn't matter whether it's churches or other people that love God, if they're changing the ways of God, you have a responsibility to speak up and let them know how they're changing God's Word and God's way. They are trimming themselves to seek the love of the world. 1 John, look at your Bibles at 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2 verses 15 and 16. 1 John chapter 2 verses 15 and 16, the Word of God says, love not the world. Is there anybody here that would admit that we do love the world sometimes? We do. There are times that we love the world. I've mentioned before that I saw a pastor, I thought it was a preacher that I knew very well, and on a truck that I thought was his truck, it said, I love my truck. And I got home and I called him. I said, brother so-and-so, he's a good friend of mine. I said, have you got a sign on your truck, I love my truck? He said, no, sir, you know I wouldn't do that. I said, well, I'm sure thankful. I saw a truck that I thought sure was your truck in my rearview mirror, and it had a sign, I love my truck. Brethren, the Word of God says it very clearly here. Look at what the Scripture says in 1 John 2. The Word of God says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Can we start loving the things of the world more than we love God? Can we love fishing and hunting and all other kinds of things? Can we love those things more than we love God? Can we love people more than we love God? Can we love position and power more than we love God? Can we love money more than we love God? Indeed we can, and many times the people of God do. And when they begin to do that, you know what they will always do? They will trim themselves to seek love. And they will, the Scripture in the 36th verse says, why gaddest thou about? That is, why are you going about so much to change the way of God. Why are we doing that? It's because the devil is tempting us and we're yielding to those temptations that we often are willing to change the ways that God has set forth in His Word. So God says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Back up to James chapter 4 and verse 4. Back up just two or three pages from where we're reading. And again, the Word of God makes it plain that if you're going to trim yourself to seek the love of the world, if you're going to compromise on the principles of God's holy Word in order to please the world or to please yourself, you need to understand that you become the enemy of God. Listen carefully. You become the enemy of God when you trim yourself to love the world. James chapter 4 and verse 4, the Word of God says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Why do we trim ourselves? Why had the children of Israel in Jeremiah chapter 2, why had they trimmed themselves? It was to seek the love of the world. It was to be a friend of the world. And when they became a friend of the world, they became the enemy of God. I think the worst fear that I have in my life is to do something that would cause me to be separated from fellowship with God. I have sometimes dreamed that I had done something that caused me to have to be removed from the ministry and caused me to lose my fellowship with God. And I would be crying and screaming and yelling, God, please have mercy on me. And then I would wake up and I would thank God that it was a dream. And you know what happens when I dream that? It draws me into a closer walk with God because it makes me afraid. It makes me realize that I can trim myself to please the world and to please the things of the world. And I can love the world and I can love the things of the world more than I love God. And when I do that, then I become the enemy of God. Go with me back just a moment to John chapter 12, and we'll close with John chapter 12. Verses 42 and 43. John chapter 12, verses 42 and 43. There are many people who believe in Jesus Christ who do compromise on the Word of God. There are many people who believe in Jesus Christ who start out following Christ, but then because of the difficulty, they're like those in John chapter 6 that many of His disciples turned back and walked no more with Christ. Why? It's because the way of following Christ sometimes gets very difficult. In John chapter 12, now listen please to verses 42 and 43. John chapter 12, verses 42 and 43. The Word of God says, nevertheless, among the chief rulers, also many believed on Him. Now did they believe in Christ? Did they believe on Christ? Did they have faith? Were they children of God? Yes, they were. Many among the chief rulers, also many believed on Him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess Him, lest they should be put away out of the synagogue, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. That's one of the biggest problems that we have in our lives today. Is that sometimes we slip into that category of loving the praise of men more than loving the praise of God. I pray that God will help every one of us tonight to see, are we guilty of trimming ourselves to seek the love of the world and the approval of the world? Do we love the world more than we love God? Do we love the things that are in the world? Have we become the enemy of God? If we trim our way to please the world, if we change and alter what we know the Word of God teaches in order to please people, then God will spew us out of His mouth. May God help us, is my prayer for Christ's sake.